He lived in a tiny cottage all by himself, and every day he worked in his garden. In all the countryside, there was no garden so lovely as his. Sweet William grew there, and gillyflowers, and shepherd's purses, and fair maids of France. There were damask roses and yellow roses, lilac crocuses and gold, purple violets and white, columbine and ladysmock, marjoram and wild basil, the cowslip and the flower de luce, the daffodil and the clove pink bloomed or blossomed in their proper order as the months went by, one flower taking another flower's place, so that there were always beautiful things to look at and pleasant odours to smell. Little Hans had a great many friends, but the most devoted of all was Big Hugh the miller. Indeed, so devoted was the rich miller to Little Hans that he would never go by his garden without leaning over the wall and plucking a large nosegay or a handful of sweet herbs, or filling his pockets with plums and cherries if it was the fruit season.